The door to the airplane opened, and the four women were so terrified they were unable to cry out. The fear was tangible. Legs were weak, palms sweated, hands trembled. They were 10,000 feet in the air. A second later, Kwanzaa Brown took a deep breath and yelled into the wind. Destiny Jones and Erica Stockwell looked down at the earth and screamed. Indigo Abdul Rahman had done this several times, and still she had been anxious and quiet on the two-hour ride north. Her palms had been sweaty all morning, same as Erica's. Kwanzaa shouted, "For the last time, black people don't jump out of planes!" Erica retorted, "Kwanzaa, I love you, but I will kick your rotund ass out of this plane." Indigo snapped, "You're jumping, Kwanzaa. This is one of my birthday requests." Destiny laughed another nervous laugh. "Must we argue about every damn thing?" Destiny, Indigo, Erica, and Kwanzaa were attached to their instructors with harnesses. They were moved toward the door, and one after another, they rolled out, having paid to jump out of a perfectly good plane for no reason other than to do so for kicks, and were in free fall, accelerating toward Earth, the ocean to the west, mountains here and there, the wind in their faces. They were flying, cheering, arms out like they were all Team Supergirl. In that moment, they were weightless, without problems, high above Santa Barbara. The G-forces were incredible, intense, emotional. They all released that same orgasmic sound at the same moment. It was a unified screaming, a shrill they imagined was heard around the world. When they were together, they were in their second childhoods. That was what Erica loved the most, capturing what she had missed as a child. Everything she did as if she would never get a chance to experience it again. As she fell, she looked at the world. She noticed everything. She wanted to remember every sight, sound, smell, every noise, and all that she felt. This was life. She took nothing for granted. Nothing. She had 35 things on her bucket list. She planned to do them all before she died.